Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a sustainability presentation from April 2017. Mr. Carsten Bleimeyer, owner MRC Materials Research and Consulting, presents Sustainovation, Origami and Denim Textiles.
Hello everybody and a warm welcome. Thank you for sharing the presentation the next round about 30 minutes with me. I would like to talk to you about Sustainovation, sharing with you two materials I found through my work as a material scout. And I was giving a lecture here 3 years ago, and I liked the quality of the attendance of the of all the booth, and I think here are a lot of experts, so maybe I can introduce to something new that you could use in your daily work. Just as a introduction, I'm sorry we are not totally full on the screen. About myself, I started as an industrial mechanic when I was 19. I learned that job working with machines and system technology. Then I went to study product design. In my product design studies, I worked a lot with new materials. I wrote my diploma thesis about research on new materials. How can a designer find new materials that is inspiring and enabling his design? And then my first profession was with Material Connection, and you see a picture there. It's a company that is hosting the world's largest resources for innovative and sustainable materials when it comes to tactile libraries, physical libraries. So I was building up the German branch for 9 years and directing all the consultings for this company, working with hundreds of brands. Developing new products based on materials and meeting sustainability criteria. And since 2013, you cannot see that, I opened my own company called Materials Research and Consulting. But mainly, I'm doing the same here than I did for Material Connection as a consultant. I'm working always in between the brand owners, the R&D departments, the design departments of the brand owners. They have their visions, they have their ideas. And on the other hand, there is so many development and input coming from the R&D and sales department of material suppliers. Just to give you an idea, in the year 1900, we had around about 100 materials to choose from to build the world as we want to have it. Nowadays, we have millions of materials, and it's getting more and more and more and more. So the question is, who has an overview of what is possible? Often the material sticks into a certain branch, into a certain sector, and another sector could totally use the technology or the materials, but don't go to the same fairs. It's far away, but it's already there and industrialized. And that was the idea that every idea has a material solution that Material Connection was facing. And I'm still working in that field because it gave me so much satisfaction to work today on a sneaker, tomorrow on a car, the next day on a cell phone. So it makes the diversity that is interesting for me. All the projects are having also a bottom line. So it's most of the time costs, as we all know, but not only. It can also be the achievement of a new product design that is only possible with some new materials. We have to meet sustainability criteria. That's a very common topic on the list. It's nothing special anymore for the companies. And sometimes the material solutions I have to research have to meet certain technologies because there is a new production facility that only certain materials can be handled with. So in this three angle, I'm working since 13 years now as a consultant and as a material scout. That's just for the introduction. Today I would like to share with you two materials. I meet a lot of material inventors, a lot of startups, a lot of small medium enterprises who just begin to commercialize their idea. When I met this guy, Matt, he did that approach when he was also studying at in Denmark, product design. And he came up with the idea to make a rubberized origami structure. And to give you an idea, I just would like to share with you some of the samples so you can touch and feel the materials yourself and you get a better understanding of it. If you can distribute it somewhere. Thank you very much. So, Mats was asking himself, he was inspired by the old ancient tradition of origami. And origami makes out of a flat sheet a structural piece of art normally. Because when you push on it, it will collapse and then it was origami. But his idea was finding technology, developing a series of methods of rubberizing origami. And so having some new forms and function in this new, he calls it fabric. The samples you have in your hands are all casted out of silicone, but it is a system. That doesn't mean that this comes later on in silicone. At the moment, we are working also with textiles. So consider this, it could be every material you want, even textile. Just going over the general properties. So the material, it is expandable, as you see, and that is in two directions expandable. It is collapsible, so you can also make it smaller. It is shock absorbing, and we have chosen this particular structure because it's the most collapsible one, or a shock absorbing one. So, but any other geometry is possible. There is a patent in the States and in Europe on this system and this technology, and it just says it has to be a pattern that is receiving him, repeating himself, and it is expandable and it has to go back into his origin where it came from. It is structural, as every origami piece is. It has a memory, it always goes back where it came from. It has a outstanding cushioning effect without being a form. It is just a thickness of 0.8 millimeters. It is can be made out of, as I said, different materials. And it sounds absorbing. So we talked with a lot of architects about this and they loved it to make it as a draping. And it is very good, revolves around three-dimensional shapes. As I said, from the material point of view, it can be made out of very diverse elastic materials that can be silicone, TPU, PUR, natural rubber, EVA. It could be made with other forms. And also the production technology, we are having parts that are injection molded. We are working on thermoforming. We are working on compression molding. So this is just an idea. What we need at the moment, and TrexLab Technologies is looking for, is really partners to partner with, to have an idea what we can do out of this outstanding material. When we are having a look at the applications, there are things that are expandable. We worked on cloths or shoes that one size fits all. For example, there is a cushioning effect that you could imagine being inside of a shoe, and so on. I just would like to share this with you. And you can think of scaling the whole system. So this is the smallest one. I cannot give it around because this is really the first samples. Poured out with silicone, it will directly go in part, but you can come and have a look later on if you're interested. We have this structure, it's 3D printed. So also for your prototyping, it's not really behaving very well. because the material is not so good, but you can also 3D print the structures. And what we can do or think about is having already a three-dimensional shape in any form of origami. And then this will also can also be integrated in any shape. The good thing is that when we are talking about a joint development, that the patent that is there will also protect the application immediately. So because the material and the system itself is patented, so that could be interesting. Some brand owners find this disturbing, but we find it also, it could be a benefit for smaller brands and for smaller ideas. It can also be used part-wise. So here we have a piece that gets wrapped around another piece. We can think about 2K injection molding, having the Orimatrix technology only on a certain part. And yeah, as I said, the custom patterns, sizes, designs, parts, products can be developed, tested, and designed. And we are very helpful. Me, from my side, I'm supporting Mats when it comes to the production process and when it comes to material selection. And Mats does all the 3D modeling, the tool making, and stuff like that. So to close with this first material, I just want to show you some playing around with the material, some pictures from it that might be inspiring you. It works also quite good with light inside. And it is stapleable. That is also quite interesting effect, that you can put the different structures into each other and you not have a pile like you normally have when you have to transport forms. So from the transporting, you can really squeeze it together in a very small, tight, dense package. As Mats is coming from the fashion industry, he did some prototypes. We worked also with some producers of electronics on this, and they really liked it. But as we don't have a material yet on the market, it's still a little way to go. So this is a bag that is carrying a laptop. There is another one, I got it with me. In this small bag, this computer goes in. So it can expand, and you see that here. It will expand, and then you push the computer in, and it will be very good cushioned against any falling down. So of course this is a very radical design. We used a very big pattern here, but just to give you an idea, so we can think about bags that are getting bigger when they are filled and are very small, or not very small, but smaller when nothing is in it. So that is something the sportswear industry, the outdoor industry is having a look on. Yeah, just to finish this, so whenever you have an idea, whenever you would like to work with Orimatrix, with us directly, it's really the owner direct and who's taking care for the projects. All people like the material when we present it, but to be honest, at the end of the day, where's the application for it? So I have taken this opportunity to share the ideas with you. Maybe you have something in mind that can really go into industrial production. We have major material suppliers behind us. So we have somebody for polyurethane, we have somebody for silicone, and they are opening also their R&D departments to get this into industrial application to make first samples. So that was my idea, that we don't let the brand owner alone, but we are a triangle of the material supplier, try to find then somebody for the production, and the brand owner of course has to lead it with his idea. Good. Next project. You can have a look later on the sample. I'm not allowed to give it around because maybe then I have to run after somebody. And so these are our only samples at the moment. So the new denim project. The new denim project, we all know what problems the textile industry has. It is the second most pollutive on planet Earth after the oil industry. After we started with this fast fashion, the production of fashion doubled from 2000 till today. And we have, of course, a lot of leftovers. I was working a lot on other projects in other industry with recycled content, with raising, using a resource again and again, circular economy, cradle to cradle, and so on. What I did a lot was LCA. So that's an eco-efficient method that is quite challenging because you need a lot of data, but at the end of the day, you can say what is really giving an impact material-wise. And I always thought that natural fibers are not recyclable. I knew that there is polyester made out of PET bottles that are recyclable. But then I met, I'm not out of your branch, so it was interesting for me when I met Ariane in Guatemala. And I would like to share with you what they are doing out of waste textiles, or it's pre-consumer textiles. So every textile you see in the movie was never out with a customer. It's just production cutouts that they are using and giving them a second life. Okay, that was a short video introducing the family owned business in the third generation. And as I said, I was really impressed by this process. I heard now that it is a lot of people are doing this already, but to this certain extent that you can reach this high amount of recyclability of denim waste or upcycled cotton, that was new to me. And so they are buying all the leftovers from the production of denim in Mexico. That's where the most denims are made. And they are refibering it. They are also buying the leftovers from the mills, from the textile mills, from the cotton that they normally cannot spin anymore. And within the same process, they can mix those fiber, or they can produce 100% recycled cotton or 100% recycled denim. Depends on the thickness of the yarns. Their first product 2 years ago has been very thick yarns for knitting, 100% recycled denim. It looks blue, of course, because what they are not doing is they are not dyeing afterwards. So you are saving the water, you are saving the resource of the cotton, and you are getting rid of all these dyeing stuff. You are using the water, and I think that is a very interesting combination. And here you see 20% denim, 80% upcycled cotton, raw cotton. And so you can make some mixtures. That is basically the yarns they have. And what they are doing out of it, I have also some swatches with me who is interested in. They do first all the weavings out of it. Very fine stuff is also coming with it. Then they have the knits. They do also knits out of it. And they are also taking care, even if it's a small company, about the workers and the labor. So they are committing to have an open door policy whenever you want to go there and see it. They're a small company. They cannot be certified by every label that there is on planet Earth, but they are very happy to let you in and to show you how they are work on the products. So this men and ladies, they are producing basics. The clothes normally they don't produce, but they are producing household, private label, wholesale products out of this new denim. They are producing some bedding stuff in quite big quantities out of it. And then the rest is done by sustainable fashion companies. So a lot of companies are purchasing the fabrics, and then this is all knits, for example. And it has quite his own aesthetics, and I like the approach of not going through a dyeing process. Of course, you could do that. You could dye all the fabrics, but that's not their idea. Here you see some tots and some bags out of this material. Maybe it's not performative enough for this performance days, but the performance for me lies here in the sustainability, and I really like to share this with you. And at the end of the day, so they are talking about zero waste, what is left over from their upcycling process goes to the farmers, goes to the coffee farms as a compost, as fertilizer. So they are really not producing any waste here. As I was triggered by this recycling carton, I was researching a little bit further, and that was how I came to these guys. They are sitting in Finland, in Helsinki. It's a company they are making since 15 years R&D on recycling of fabrics. And what they do is, I saw this picture, I saw a white t-shirt, and it was written 100% recycled. I thought, how is this possible? So when you are on their website and then you see what they are doing, they are collecting the cutouts from the production, from the manufacturing in India. They have just opened their facility in India that is capable for 200 employees and that is just up and running since January. What they are doing is they are sorting the incoming stream before they process it after colors. So they can make some basic colors. They have a blue, they have a white, they have some gray colors. You can have a look later on also on this, and they have a black. And that ends up in a t-shirt, for example, here, 58% recycled cotton, 15% recycled polyester. You need the polyester because the cotton gets smaller and smaller and smaller to give it a certain stability. And I think they are now working at the moment to replace this recycled polyester to recycled viscose. So that's their new project. They are already received some great amount of funds from the government, and they are working now towards this goal. What they are focusing in their story, I'm sorry you cannot read it, is that there are so many leftovers and that there is so many water involved. I think that is a clear statement also on their branding. They also the company with this little beetle who is eating textiles to choose as a as a logo is funny for me. And the company name Pure Waste is also very strict. So they are saving new fresh cotton because they don't use it at all. That's why they are saving a lot of pesticides, and that's why they are saving a lot of water and a lot of dyeing chemicals, because again, they are not dyeing anymore. So dyeing is limited in this process. And as you can see here are some basic line that they are selling, making that point on saving the water. They have in mind merchandise, corporate merchandise, but they do also private label manufacturing. They have a full CMT up and running there, their own production. And sometimes they do collect very unique colors. That is also possible, but is always linked to a certain volume so that the whole process can be done. And they also have some nice nap yarns. I have some t-shirts of them here. Who want to have a look, I would be happy to share that with you. That was it from my side, and I hope I could inspire you a little bit for your daily work, and I'm happy to answer your questions if there are any. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.com. Copyright April 2017 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.